This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. While plenty of Vermonters are getting ready to watch the Olympics in South Korea next week, a select few are preparing to compete in the Winter Games. And one of those elite few is Amanda Pelkey, who grew up in Montpelier playing hockey and went on to be a standout player at the University of Vermont, recording the most points in program history, 49 goals and 56 assists playing for the Catamounts. Now she's adding another accomplishment, playing on the U.S. women's hockey team next month in South Korea. And Amanda Pelkey joins me now on the line. Amanda, great to speak with you, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've had so many great accomplishments throughout your life playing sports and hockey, but what is it like to find out that moment when you found out that you made the Olympic team?
Honestly, it's one of the best feelings in the world. And then, you know, to be able to share that with family and friends, to make that phone call and hear the joy in their voice with their response to me finally having, you know, this dream come true. But, you know, then you look down the road and, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be put into, once you make that roster, there's so much more that you need to be willing to do as an individual to be able to, you know, give everything to the team, to put our team in the best situation to win a gold medal.
So I understand that you've qualified to play for a team called the Boston Pride, which is a team in the National Women's Hockey League, fairly new league, and I don't think you've been playing any actual games for the Boston Pride yet, but how are the preparations going as you get ready for South Korea?
Yeah, it's a great league. I haven't played in that league this year. When you make the, what we call a centralization roster, everyone moves to a, you know, a location, and I'm currently in Wesley Chapel, Florida. That's where we've been training since August. So I've been living down in Florida since then with my team, and it's kind of our training hub for about 6 months leading up to the Olympics.
And are you just practicing in Florida, or, you know, how much actual game time prep are you getting heading up to the Olympics, playing actual games?
We play a lot of games down here. We play junior boys teams, we play Division III college teams, we play the Tampa Bay Lightning alumni, which was super cool. We have tons of practices, lots of training, team building activities, everything that you can imagine of, you know, what a team needs to do in order to be successful.
When you mentioned the alumni team for the Tampa Bay Lightning, I wonder if Martin St. Louis was there?
No, Mari wasn't
there. Oh, too bad, too bad that you have that UVM connection. I thought maybe you guys could be talking about that.
I know. I was pretty bummed about that, but I was speaking to Vinny LeCavier, who was part of the team with Marty back then, and I explained to him kind of our background and our relationship with Marty and how I, you know, grew up idolizing him. I mean, he is still my favorite NHL player. He basically taught me how to skate, you know, and then since then, I think I went to his camp when I was about 7 or 8 years old. It was called the All-American Hockey School, and it was him with his classmates running the camp, and I just remember being in awe watching him demonstrate the drills, and, you know, I just couldn't take my eyes off him. So ever since then, you know, he's been a huge motivator for me and my career, going to UVM and playing with a national team. You know, yesterday I actually turned on the TV and saw Marty. There was, like, Tampa Bay was doing a throwback episode of his career, and I was just like, if this isn't a sign, I don't know what is.
I heard that there was an effort to raise some money to get enough money for your parents to go over and watch you play in South Korea. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, it did happen. My parents got tremendous support from, you know, not only hockey families that I grew up playing with, but people from the community that may not have been involved with hockey. You know, they were there to support my parents. I think they had about 400 people show up to Gusto's Bar in Barrie. A close family of ours owned that bar, so they put on like a Calcutta dinner. My parents had a blast. My dad, you know, leading up to it, a couple months leading up to it, that's all we talked about. He was just so excited to see so many familiar faces. And I think that they're still in awe about how much support that they got. And, you know, I thank you will never be enough to those people that have supported us.
What do you think about the team's chances? I mean, the U.S. women's team is always so strong. And then there's always that great rivalry with Team Canada. You don't want to look ahead, of course, or past any opponents. You want to win every game. But are you thinking that there's a chance for a gold medal here?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that this is going to be the group to do it. In the past two Olympics, they had the team to do it as well. But when you get a couple bounces that don't really go your way, then, you know, the game turns out to be not the success that you wanted. So watching those past two Olympics were heartbreaking. And I know that, you know, the veterans that were a part of both 2010 and 2014, they've had gold in their eyes ever since then. And I think that they've paved the way for us young players, you know, to bring in new energy and be the group that wins the gold medal. And our coach said the other day that, you know, if you think about it, we're the group that has changed the way women play hockey and men play hockey in general. You know, the style of play that we've been playing for the past 3 to 4 years is, I think, the style that's going to win us a gold medal.
And it really has changed a lot, as you say, even in the men's game, because now, these days, even in the NHL, speed is valued, you know, and skill valued really more over than brawn and you know, the hard kind of checking in the early 90s. This is much more of a skill game now, and that should play to Team USA's strengths, I would think.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a team that, you know, at the top of our list is to play with speed. I think that's our secret weapon, and we use that to our advantage. And then on the Olympic ice sheet is going to be, oh, it's going to be awesome. The speed and the skill is going to be incredible.
When do you leave for South Korea, Amanda, and when do the games actually start?
So we leave on the 31st for South Korea. Our opening ceremonies is February 9th. Our first game is February 11th.
And you know, you are aware that back here in Vermont, it's one thing to have players that have an affiliation, that have gone to school here, all that thing, but you grew up in Montpelier. You are a real Vermonter.
Yep.
Do you know what this means to the folks back here who are going to be watching and cheering for Team USA, but really in Vermont, cheering extra hard for you?
It's going to be incredible. I wish I could be at, you know, two places at once, because I think that, you know, as awesome as it is to be representing myself, my team at the Olympics, and our country, I think it's going to be so amazing back at home for people that are viewing the game. And I'm just like, I'm speechless about how much fun that they're going to have, how much energy they're going to have. Like, it's going to be awesome.
Amanda Pelkey is from Montpelier, and she will be playing on the U.S. women's hockey team in the Olympics next month in South Korea. Amanda, I cannot thank you enough for your time, and good luck in the Olympics.
Thank you so much.